Welcome to a special edition of the Healthy Bites podcast, brought to you by the Audrain County Health Department. This podcast is being offered to bring our residents some important, pertinent information that may impact their lives. Our goal is to present the information so our residents can make informed decisions going forward. Now, on with the show with your host, Chris Newbraugh.
Thanks and welcome to a special edition of the Healthy Bites podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. I'm your host, Chris Newbraugh, and joining me is meteorologist Eric Aldrich at the University of Missouri Atmospheric Sciences Department, and we are talking about the severe threat that we've got going on for this weekend. Eric, this is a kind of a multi-day threat, including today, Friday, through Sunday.
Yeah, and once we get into late April, early May, that's the height of our active severe weather season. It's been quite a while since we've had a multi-day event, and that's kind of how things are shaping up here for Friday, and then late Saturday, and then again on Sunday as well.
Yep, let's take Friday here. Let's take today. You know, I'm going to post this here, and Friday morning. We're looking at primarily, if we get anything today, it's primarily going to be a late afternoon, early evening event through central Missouri. Is that about right?
Yep. That's kind of what I'm thinking here, Chris. I think, you know, we've already had some showers and some thunderstorms that rolled through the area here earlier on Friday morning. Those are slowly moving their way out, and I think generally we're gonna be done with precipitation here today. There could be a little renegade shower here or there,
right.
But there's a warm front that's hanging out across parts of southern Missouri here this morning. And that warm front is moving through. And as it does so, it'll be able to not only warm things up, but provide more moisture into the atmosphere. So I think later this afternoon, things could get a little bit more muggy, and the air will start to feel a little bit more close. But that warm front should quite effectively take any opportunity for showers and thunderstorms and move it to the north of most of central Missouri. So
yeah, the warm front's the trigger here. I mean, I think it's what's dependent on what we're going to see, right?
Yep. And so the thing about that, so once that warm front moves through, things should be fairly quiet. We're going to look off to the west though later this evening, and into the overnight. There's a few little upper level impulses that'll be moving through parts of Kansas and parts of western Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And that will have an opportunity to move into more of an unstable air mass. And so I'm a little concerned about the severe weather threat for areas across parts of southeast Nebraska, southwest Iowa, and northwest Missouri. So from like Kansas City up to St. Joe, any storm that gets moving over there, it does have the potential to rotate. But once again, that's not for central Missouri. That's well
right.
Off to our west and slightly to our northwest.
Yeah, those storms are probably, if they get going out there, they're probably going to hold together to get here, but they're going to be weakening as they come. So the tornado threat goes way down over here.
Right. And, you know, we could get, again, a little stray thunderstorm left over from that activity here. That would be probably well after midnight, or at least 10 o'clock. Those should behave themselves, if you will, and not really pose any significant problems for us.
All right. Let's talk tomorrow. The threat pretty much during the day is going to be minimal as far as, I mean, it's just not there. I don't think.
Right.
The main threat's tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah. I think tomorrow really large part is a fairly quiet, dry day. It's going to feel a little bit more like late spring. We'll have highs in the 80s tomorrow. We'll have peaks of sunshine and clouds, but it's going to be a little bit of a muggy day. Can't completely rule out a stray pop up, but again, I think that's very unlikely until we get into late tomorrow night. Late tomorrow night, there's another impulse that's moving through the upper levels. That's going to be mainly focused across parts of Kansas and extreme western Missouri.
Right.
I think that stuff is going to start to weaken once it moves, let's say, east of Highway 65. So we're talking late tomorrow evening, tomorrow night. We'll have another round of showers, some thunderstorms. Those might be a little bit more heavier. And when I say heavier, I'm not really focusing on like any tornado threat,
right.
Although I'm not going to say that that's like a zero threat at this point, but it's small.
You can never take that off the table in spring.
right. I think probably the big threat there would be maybe some small hail, some gusty winds, and some heavy rainfall with that activity that comes through late Saturday night into early Sunday morning. And I think probably most of that's out of here by about, let's say mid to late morning on Sunday.
Okay. Now, well, this is where you and I have digressed a little bit in our talk before we started recording. Whereas the effect on Sunday, what is that going to happen? The threat is larger on Sunday for more widespread severe, but right. I'm worried about what the convection is going to do from Saturday night into Sunday morning, what that's going to do for Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of what happens around here on Sunday. So I'll just be straight out honest.
Sure.
Here. I'm more concerned about our severe weather threat here in central Missouri on Sunday than I am any other time frame.
Okay.
It all kind of depends on what happens Saturday night and Sunday morning, and if that early morning shower and thunderstorm activity on Sunday, if it can scoot out of here by noon, let's say. And we have maybe just a few peaks of sun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to help to destabilize things enough so that when there's a cold front that's coming through late Sunday night, and when that comes through, I think, again, if there's enough instability and we can get that early morning stuff out of here, that cold front's going to come through, and that's going to really be able to kick up some things. Now it's with that I would be concerned with maybe some larger hail, so golf ball sized hail and larger winds in excess of 80 miles per hour and tornadoes. Nothing like large, long tracked tornadoes
right.
or anything
right.
like that. But that would be my main concern. And so that's kind of why I'm highlighting in my mind Sunday more of an organized severe weather threat than I would be for anything that happens on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I agree that the severe threat is larger on Sunday than any other day. But my concern is that convection getting out of here Sunday morning. But I you know, we'll be watching the models close and see what's going on. So I'm not saying don't discount this, because you can't, you know, there's enough there that it could get going severe here really quick.
Right. Yeah.
And plus
yeah.
we don't have a cap.
Right.
Yes. That's huge.
Yeah. And without that, I mean, you could go outside and sneeze and, you know, you get a little thunderstorm that pops up there, you know, so
that's true. The butterfly effect.
That's right. So, you know, I think, you know, just watch out, stay close to your favorite TV radio station. And, you know, just kind of monitor the weather. But I think, Sunday is the more active day for central and east central and northeast Missouri.
So Sunday, everything on the table?
Yeah,
tornadoes,
yeah.
High wind, yep. Large hail.
Yep, I'd say so. And you know, the other thing I'm slightly concerned about here would be the opportunity for flash flooding. I mean, we've already had heavy rain overnight, we're going to get more rain. Thankfully, it's not going to come, you know, wave after wave after wave. There
right.
will be breaks, but some of these thunderstorms are going to have a lot of moisture to work with. And so there could be some low-lying areas that would experience some very quick, rapid rise in water. So that might be something to kind of keep in the back of your mind as well.
Right. Here in Audrain, we don't have too many areas that flood, you know, regularly like they do along the Missouri River or anything like that. But we started getting convection running through here about, I don't know, 4 o'clock this morning. I think I got woke up by thunder. And I checked my gauge every morning at 7 o'clock for the National Weather Service. And I had 0.35 inches already in my gauge in that 3 hours time. So yeah, you're talking about prodigious rainmakers here. We're talking possibly 2 inches, 2.5 inches across mid Missouri is what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is great. We
yeah.
need the rainfall. We need that rainfall. But I mean, yeah, it could be a problematic situation. We'll just have to kind of watch it closely.
Exactly. So, okay. So cool. We got some severe weather threats. Don't discount any day. I would say probably keep close to your radio and TV most days here this weekend.
Yep. I would agree with that.
Well, hopefully it busts. and we don't see any severe weather. But again, just take your precautions. That's my big message with this is whenever we have severe weather, it's always take your precautions. Make sure you know where you're going to go in case you've got severe. If you're outside, get inside. If you're in a car, you know, get to a place of cover if you can. Right.
Yep. Yep. A smart move there.
Very good. Eric, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime, Chris.
All right. It's Eric Aldrich. He is an atmospheric meteorologist with the Atmospheric Sciences Department at the University of Missouri. And this is the Healthy Bites podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for tuning in to this special Healthy Bites podcast brought to you by the Audrain County Health Department. We hope the information presented to you in this special podcast helps you make better, more informed decisions concerning yours and your loved one's health. Join us next time on the Healthy Bites podcast, brought to you by the Audrain County Health Department.